So, Ulster senior football title number 13 annexed by Tyrone on Sunday, and perhaps it proved a lot easier than everyone expected against Monaghan. 114-7 points, the final score. Pascal McConnell called upon, though, to make a couple of big saves early on.
Not often I'm faced with a one-on-one situation. The boys play, you know, it's a testament to the lads in front of me, you know, but I'm glad to stay out, you know, that's what I'm there to do, you know, stop shots, distribute the ball. But another day, they seem to go on past you, but it was a lottery, you know, you get days of that, and more days making it go so well, but I'm happy to sit out today and just happy to take off their title.
To be fair, Tyrone overall bossed the entire game. Just McMahon, Philip Jordan, new boy Cahill McCarron and Conor Gormley, superb in defence.
Everybody worked hard. I think maybe a bit of credit has to go to Paddy McConnell in the first half, two mighty saves. Only if them maybe could have been struggling getting in at half time, and I think that gives us a wee bit of a platform, maybe just get us tuned in a wee bit, you know, Monaghan were breaking through the middle, and I think with that sort in the second half, and boys knuckled down, worked hard, and I think after Colum's goal maybe we settled down and we probably knew we were safe at that stage.
Kevin Hughes and Colum Kavanagh battled hard round the middle of the park, eventually nullifying the threat of Lennon and Clarkin. Kavanagh indeed getting on the end of a good goal.
The ball just broke loose for me, and to be honest, you know, we had a bit more vision. They probably could have passed it across. I'm not too sure who was across. Just seeing the goals, and the goals, and position. Just looking up and went in.
At the final whistle, Monaghan and Seamus McEnany were left shell-shocked. They stood in the middle of the park for a long time after the final whistle, perhaps pondering where do they go from here, and perhaps wondering how they pull themselves around for this weekend's qualifiers. Seamus McEnany had no complaints. He admitted they were outclassed.
The last 40 minutes was wildly disappointing for Monaghan. Probably Monaghan's worst 40 minutes in 6 years. Very, very disappointing. We come here, full of confidence. We're playing really well. We knew we're playing a team that's probably the best team that's left Ulster ever from my start of watch football. But for by Tyrone scenario, Monaghan, very, very disappointed. We were laboured in our movement of the ball. We were laboured in our getting the ball into the inside forward line, and we got turned over far too often in the game.
And for his counterpart, Mickey Hart, well, he was delighted. Who says that the Ulster title doesn't matter?
Ulster titles are nice to have, and they're hard to win. And we worked hard to win this one today. We worked hard all year to win it. We prepared from early in the season, and this was our target, to get an Ulster title, back-to-back titles. We didn't speak much about it, but it's nice to have it. It also puts you into the quarter-final direct route. It's a more calculated way to try and go about the business of staying in the championship as long as possible, and that's where we wanted to be this year.
Monaghan started off brightly. There was nothing between the sides, but Tyrone got that wee edge in the last maybe 10 minutes of the first half, and they just pushed on from that.
Yeah, well, we were playing decent football. We were playing controlled football. We probably were a bit wayward in some of our shots. Maybe the choices we took weren't the best choices. Paddy McConnell bailed us out of the back with two wonderful saves. All right, Mikael, and that's good. That's, you know, when you know when you have that kind of security at the back, it's a real boost for the players out the field. So they had to go and build on his excellence at that stage. And we felt good at half time that we were playing decent football, we were playing controlled football, we had a bit of a lead, and we felt we could build on it.
He's pushed on some great displays all over the park today.
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of very good players. We've actually a lot of very good players didn't even get on the field today. And that's where it's at. And because we have a lot of good players didn't get on the field, that's why the players on the field work so hard. So this is about a squad who's very determined to work hard for each other, to wait their turn, bide their time, and when they get their chance, seize it with both hands, and long may that continue.
And how important is it to get those 2 weeks now ahead of the quarterfinals?
Well, it's very important. You wouldn't want to be going out in 6 days' time. That's a tough encounter to come out and try and resurrect yourself in 6 days' time to meet very difficult opponents, because the other side of the draw isn't very easy looking at this stage. So, you know, it's a good place to be. That's where we wanted to be.
A wonderful occasion here at Clonus this afternoon, Mickey, but back-to-back titles, well, great to have for Tyrone.
Absolutely. We didn't make a lot of it, you know, in terms of a big goal, but when we got to the final, it was something certainly there was an extra incentive for us to try and push on for. And we did it, and we're very happy.